from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Hey, gang. How are you? Welcome to Saturday. We've got a great show for you. And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Am I on? Can't hear myself. Am I on? I'm getting a thumb shown to me. I hope I'm on. Anyway, it's good to have you with us on a Saturday night, and we do have a lot to get to in the next couple of hours, so I hope that you'll stick around. I'm officially dubbing this night. In fact, ask me what I'm going to dub the night, guys. Go ahead. Thank you. I'm going to dub this night the Courageous Legacy Night, because this weekend, this movie called Courageous, re-released called Courageous Legacy. And it's been 10 years since it was released, and the producers of it did a cool thing. They remixed it, they remastered it, they released it in 4K, they added some new scenes. They've got a whole bunch of stuff that they are excited about. And one of those producers, Stephen Kendrick, is going to join us later this hour to tell us a little bit about what happened. And we've got a couple of songs from the soundtrack that we're going to be enjoying tonight in the music spotlight. So we've got a lot to get to. Now, since the big board is on the screen, and for those of you watching by way of Biz TV, welcome to you. Glad you're with us. We are also streaming tonight on the Radio Night Live Ustream channel. We couldn't get it to Twitter for some reason. Maybe Twitter's coming after the us again. Who knows? They're going to haunt me in my sleep till I die. Anyway, on the big board tonight, that is Stephen Kendrick all the way to the left of the screen there. That is the rock band Casting Crowns. Next to him, then you've got the former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury, Dr. Monica Crowley, who is going to join us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. First time in the Ladies Lounge in person. We're excited about this. This is going to be a great conversation, and I'm looking forward to talking to her because she goes back. I've known her since the Clinton impeachment days, but she served not only President Nixon in the latter end of his life. She was not in the administration, but she served him in the latter end of his life. And then she was very prominent in talk radio, cable television, all that stuff during the impeachment era of Bill Clinton, and then kind of hung around and became part of the Trump administration in this past presidency. So she's actually served two presidents. And was a major commentator in the life of Bill Clinton when his trials were going on. And it's interesting that we're going to talk to her tonight because we both have been watching this new show on FX Now called Impeachment. It's from part of their true crime series. They did one on OJ. They did one on someone else. Anyway, the Bill Clinton impeachment saga is being discussed there week by week. And I have found it fascinating. My lovely bride, who's a decade younger than me, she asks me every week is this. Is that accurate? Did that really happen? Because I was on the air doing this right here when we were going through all of that. So it was really kind of a rather amazing scenario to be thinking that now we're coming back and we're seeing the movie adaptations of real life. And man, has that series been interesting. The Linda Tripp, Monica Lewinsky, that whole issue, all the people that were involved, what's happening there. Can't wait to talk to Monica about that as well. Plus, we have got a couple. We've got another music artist. Mark Harris is going to be with us in the second hour. He had a song on the Courageous soundtrack as well, and I think you'll enjoy that. Mark Harris, formerly of the pop vocal group called For Him. It was a four-part harmony group back in the day, and he's not been with them for a while. It's a solo song that he's got going tonight. So having said that, we have the opportunity here in the first part of the first hour on Radio Night Live to do something we haven't done in a while, and that is we can take some phone calls. And I've got a couple of things that you may want to weigh in on if you'd like. 888-340-3373 is the number. I think that's the number.
Yes.
888-340-3373 and hit extension 1 when you dial in, and that'll get you right through to Ivan, who's manning the phones tonight, and you can get on the air. But I want to talk to you about something that happened in Congress just this last week. And everything in Washington right now is centered around the spending packages. Are we going to spend $3.5 trillion on things that are basically, in essence, the Green New Deal? Creating a natural gas powered bus/ship that will fly you to Hawaii. Weird stuff that you've never even thought about needing that they say is going to save the planet and everything else. I'm not sure that any of it saves anything except maybe a few people's reputation in the whole climate change debate. But in the process of all this, there's been a lot of examination of everything that Washington has been spending, at least by some. And one of them that got very excited about doing this close examination was one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And AOC, as she's commonly referred to now, the leader of the squad, which includes Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the ringleader in all the mess there. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out last week. And she said, well in advance of the vote on the defense bill, which they ended up spending, I think it was $768 billion on our defense. I'm okay with that. That's about what President Trump spent, and I'm okay because we need to keep our planes good, especially after our disaster in Afghanistan. We need to upgrade our equipment. I'm good with that spending. That's the Constitution allows us to spend money for our national defense. That should be one of the things that our government is actually involved in. Is our defending ourselves. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when it came to breaking down the budget, wanted to know why there was this money in there that actually would be given to Israel to help solidify their Iron Dome operations. Do you know what the Iron Dome is? Guys, you guys know what the Iron Dome is? The Iron Dome is, for lack of a better term, a force field above Israel that keeps all the bad rockets away. It's not really a force field, but it acts like that. So when Hamas, sitting over there, in the West Bank, decides to shoot a cacophony of missiles from an elementary school, for example, and they just fire them and they're all headed to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, the Iron Dome is watching, and then they can track and blow those missiles up long before they get to peopled areas in the land of Israel. It's actually a rather novel concept. It's a very protective strategy and very defensive strategy and very effective strategy. There have literally been millions of Israelis' lives saved because when Hamas fires missiles, they don't know where they're sending them. They kind of think, oh, Ahmed say, if I shoot here and then kill Jews, and that's what they want to do. Well, so they can't really predict that they're going to land where they think they're going to land. And oftentimes, if you look at the trajectory of these things, they would have killed many, many millions of innocent people. OK, so the Iron Dome, we helped Israel come about with it a while ago, and we've been helping to fund some of the operation. And the reason that we do that is because it keeps our enemies in the region occupied. They're all fomenting hate on Israel. They can't be fomenting hate on us. Israel's our strongest ally. We want them to be strong. They're the toughest kids on the block over there. Let's make sure that in their democracy, they have the ability to defend themselves. That's the rationale. And an Iron Dome technology is an entirely defensive technology. There's no missiles coming out of the Iron Dome going into the Hamas school that shot the missiles. They have to go fly actual flight missions to get the bad guys after they shoot the missiles. And they're pretty good at that, by the way. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went on this campaign for like the last couple of weeks. Defund the Iron Dome. Defund the Iron Dome. And she got all the squad members chanting with her, defund the Iron Dome. Rashida Tlaib, defund the Iron Dome. She has a deeper voice than James Earl Jones. Anyway, so they were all in favor of this. And so she was rallying the troops to her side. She was going to lead the charge on Capitol Hill to defund the Iron Dome and make sure that those crazy Israelis knew once and for all that they deserved to die at the hands of those Hamas missiles. So the vote comes down. on Friday. And there's 10 votes for the Iron Dome and one vote against. And then there's 200 votes for the Iron Dome and three votes against. And all of a sudden, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was facing a very difficult choice. She had gotten all the other squad members to vote against funding. They were four of the five of the nine votes against it. And she ended up voting present. Now, when she voted present, that's not the same as voting against. It's certainly not the same as voting for, but it's not the same as voting against. And then the most amazing thing of all happened, which I'll tell you on the other side of this break, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez learned a very valuable lesson. We'll talk about it, and I'll take your calls. 888-340-3373. It's Radio Night Live. We're live from New York. Coming right back. Don't go away. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, you see a live shot of the Times Square area in New York City right now, and that is a look at what's going on. Looks like a pretty normal, busy autumn evening in the city, which is encouraging for those of us that are here and have been here for the last 18 months while everything's been a little bit, off its kilter. We were talking before the break, 888-340-3373, if you want to jump in. We were talking before the break about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her drama over the Iron Dome, because she campaigned for a couple of weeks. Everybody in the House, she was gonna get them to vote to defund the Iron Dome. And then the votes started coming down on Friday, and she lost 420-9. And then she herself did not vote against the Iron Dome. She got her other squad partners to all vote against it, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez herself chickened out, and she voted present. And then after she voted present, she steps over to the side and starts bawling. She starts crying, big crocodile tears. And there's somebody there from the Senate, and they're comforting her, and they're patting her, and they're saying, oh, it's okay. And then, but I mean, I would have thought if you believed so strongly that you should vote against the funding for the Iron Dome, that you yourself would have actually voted in that fashion. But then I started thinking about this, and I thought, you know what, this makes a little bit of sense, because she's been talking about primarying Chuck Schumer, who is the senior senator from New York State, who is the majority leader in the Senate right now, because they have the tie-breaking vote in Kamala Harris as VP if they go to a 50-50 vote. So having said all that, I suddenly realized, wait a minute, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not think this through very well. Because if she's going to primary Chuck Schumer, that means she's going to have to go appeal to Jewish votes in New York State. And if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has to look Jewish people in the face and say, well, I voted to take your defensive mechanism away, then that's not going to settle very well with them. So she actually had to chicken out of her own campaign to defund. But I want you to understand something very clearly. What her advocacy actually was asking people to do. Again, the Iron Dome is a defensive weapon. It's not an offensive weapon. It only shoots down missiles that are being shot at innocent civilians in Israel. And she wants the Iron Dome to be defunded. Just like she wants the police in her own city to be defunded. Just like she wants the police in Washington, D.C. to be defunded. Just like she wants police in all of the major cities across America to be defunded. And what does it mean when you say I want to defund the police, or in this case, the Iron Dome for the state of Israel? It means that what you actually want to have happen is for innocent people to die. And this bothered her so badly that they couldn't take the money away, that she actually cried over it. And not just, you know, like a little weepy tear where she went back to her desk and just kind of like politely brushed the single tear away. No, she makes a big fat freaking deal about it. She's standing there with the big face mask, for one thing. I don't know why she's wearing the big face diaper, but she's got that going on, and she's got her big glasses, and she has her tissue, her big white tissue, makes her hand look tiny, and she's wiping her tears, and she's on the Senate, she's on the House floor, and this is where the C-SPAN camera is shooting. In fact, there's a wide shot of this shot, Nick. Go to the wide shot. See, that's the C-SPAN camera view, the C-SPAN camera view right there. And the next guy's up casting his vote. She's already voted. She's still standing in the frame. Oh, big cry, big alligator tears. Oh, so sad. So why did she do all of this? Well, she doesn't like Israel. Like the other anti-Semites on the squad, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, they've all voted on the side of the terrorists. They always take the side of the terrorists. They're in favor of the Islamic radicals getting everything that they want and Israel not getting anything. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez now can say, well, I never voted to defund the Iron Dome. Oh, yeah, I advocated for it. I made the whole campaign. I was going to flip the whole vote 420-9. But I didn't vote in favor of it. Then she gets called out by a lot of people for the big crocodile tears, and she actually wrote a letter. In fact, we have a piece of it here. She says, yes, I wept at an institution choosing a path of maximum volatility and minimum consideration for its own political convenience. Well, what does that mean? She wept at the institution, the House of Representatives, choosing a path of maximum volatility? How is it a volatile thing for Israel to have the right to not let terrorists bomb it to death? How is that being volatile in our House of Representatives? They're our ally. They're our best ally on planet Earth. They come to our aid when we're in the Middle East faster than anything. You know what else they do? They also send humanitarian aid to every Muslim country that ever experiences a disaster. They're one of the first people that sent humanitarian aid to Haiti after they had the earthquake and the hurricanes there. They sent disaster aid all the way over to the South Pacific, which is like the other direction from where they are. They're this wonderful little country that always gives and helps and just helps in any way that they can. They do their mitzvahs. And this is how they get repaid by the anti-Semites in Congress. Go back to the quote for a second. She wept. She was weeping big crocodile tears at the House of Representatives, choosing this path of what she called maximum volatility and minimum consideration. Now, I don't know what there was to consider. We've funded the Iron Dome for years. We helped them build it. We helped them put the technology together to make it work. And it took Israeli ingenuity and it took American ingenuity. But when we figured it out, we were all happy because Israel was finally going to be protected. And she said it did it for its own political convenience. And because the House would have acted in its own political convenience, its own interest. I mean, the House of Representatives, if it is supposed to be anything, it is supposed to be a place where the people that go there are doing the work of the people that sent them there. The interest of the American people is the primary overriding concern, at least it should be, about what those congressmen and congresswomen are doing. That's why they get elected, so that they can go do what's in the interest of the American people. They're not sent there to be the Pope. They're not sent there to be some great humanitarian that's looking at the whole world affairs and saying, well, this is unjust. They're not the UN. They're not supposed to be having some sort of pang of conscience about what's going on in other places. They're supposed to look out for the taxpayers that they represent. That's how the Congress works. And Congress thought, you know, it's not wise to leave our most prized ally completely vulnerable. And so they voted to refund again the Iron Dome. And the lady who has never really had a very difficult day in public office since she swept into Congress a few years ago, who wants to run as the next senior senator of New York, she had to cough up some alligator tears. Because why? Because our friends the Israelis might just be able to defend themselves a little bit longer. Perish the thought. Kevin McCullough, phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. It's Courageous Legacy Night on Radio Night Live. I'll tell you what that means when I come back. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant.
Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. If you thought that the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez disaster with the Iron Dome was funky. I hesitate to even bring this up, but I feel like I have to. Anderson Cooper went on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert this week and actually admitted that as a professional gay man, he had once had his own mother offer to serve as a surrogate for the child that he and his husband were wanting to have. And I was thinking about that story as another couple of things came to my attention over the course of the week. And I thought, you know, we just live in a complete upside down. When you throw out the standards of what is normal and what is healthy and what is God-given,
you start to run into all kinds of eventual imaginative universes that look so absurd on their face, and yet the people that exist in them, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, really believes that it's a good thing to let Israelis get killed by missiles. Anderson Cooper's mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, honestly thought, and she badgered him about it multiple times, honestly thought she would be a great surrogate host for his child. And now in the same story that they had posted about the mother offering that, which is very weird, it admitted that now Anderson Cooper and his husband were co-parenting this child because they had split. The other guy that was in Anderson Cooper's life was never a parent to that child. There's no DNA of his in there. There was never a bond. There was never any of that stuff. Oh, Kev, what about adoptions? Yeah. Okay. But you have to go to such extravagant lengths to say that, first of all, they were married and now they're divorced. And now in order to do what's best for the child, they're co-parenting this kid that is really being shortchanged on every level because it doesn't have a mom. And all the social data that says you want to do what's best for kids, give them a mother and a father. Speaking of fathers, that is the theme of the movie Courageous, which got released 10 years ago this fall, and it is now back out in theaters, and we have a sneak peek. Coming up, Stephen Kendrick's going to be with us, one of the executive producers, but I thought it'd be fun to give you a little snapshot. Here's the trailer for Courageous Legacy.
I've been a good enough father. I want to be a good enough father. I believe every father should step up and answer the call. So where are you, men of courage?
Sheriff's office.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Deputy Thompson has now survived his rookie year.
When you get married, have some kids, you're gonna figure out real quick how much you don't know.
Missed Emily's piano recital.
Can I talk to you?
Can I suggest that you spend a little more time with him?
All he wants to do is play video games and go run 5 miles.
What are you doing home?
They let me go.
You really feel like it messed up your childhood not having a dad?
More than you know.
Adam, I need you to come with me right now.
Man, if it wasn't for my family, I'd be in a tailspin right now.
You do heal, but you're never the same.
I want to know what God expects of me.
My life has led me down the road.
I've been doing about half of what I should have been doing as a dad.
You're being too hard on yourself.
Now I am left.
Revolution. Yeah. You've been a good enough father.
I want to be a good enough father.
Can I say this too?
Trying to find my way.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Give me
if you're gonna do this, then do it right. Something like this needs ceremony.
Feel like a rich man. As your father, I want the very best for you. I promise to take care of you.
So where are you, men of courage? I believe every father should step up and answer the call. And to say, I will. I will.
All right. It's in theaters this weekend. And coming up next, we will visit one-on-one with Stephen Kendrick, one of the co-producers of the film. And yet to come, Casting Crowns with the soundtrack titles cut to Courageous Legacy. Big hour one yet to finish, and a huge hour number two all straight ahead for Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. And before we get to the musical selection, musical guest tonight, of which we're going into the archives, we've got Casting Crowns and Mark Harris that are going to be with us in our musical selections tonight, because they were part of a film project a decade ago called Courageous, that has made its comeback just this weekend, opening this weekend in theaters nationwide, kind of under a new label called Courageous Legacy. And here to join me to discuss this is one of the Kendrick brothers, whose brainchild this movie was. And Stephen Kendrick rejoins us. He's been with us before. And his brother Alex, of course, both very well known now for the movies that they've done, a long series of them. But Stephen, I will never forget when you guys flew us all down to a humid, mosquito-infested Georgia afternoon.
Yes.
To be on the set while Courageous was being shot.
And I remember thinking, man, I have such appreciation for those actors and all the guys that you had out working the grips and rigs and stuff that day. Because you took us back inside and you showed us some clips of the stuff in 4K, which was brand new at the time. And it was really cool. And I was nice and cool drinking iced tea. I felt bad when we had to go back out there. But looking back 10 years later, what does your heart say about what this film has done for people, specifically for men here in America?
Well, over the last 10 years, it has blown our minds at the international impact that Courageous has had. And we've been contacted from Russia, from Ecuador, from Panama, from the Philippines, from Africa, of men watching this movie. And they're watching dads step up for the first time and be courageous. They're providing for their families. They're protecting them. But basically, the first part of the movie is they're police officers and they're fighting gangs in the street. You know, so they're dealing with the result of fatherlessness. But because of their busyness at work, they are neglecting their own kids at home. So as they begin to go through the process of realizing I am significantly impacting my children, you see these men begin to step up and they actually make a resolution in the movie, a commitment to begin to provide for their wives, their kids, and to step up. And you see how that plays out through the rest of the movie in each of their lives differently. And so we wrote this movie because our dad was the big chain breaker in our home. His father and grandfather were alcoholic, unfaithful, you know, not involved emotionally as much in their kids' lives. And it was our dad's resolution and commitment that really rocked our family tree. And so it's been exciting to see that this movie, which is full of action and humor and emotion, even though it's family friendly, right, and you take your kids to go see it, that this movie is rocking men at the core. And so we're thinking we got a whole new generation of men who've not seen it. So we thought, what if we went back and we remastered, recolored, re-edited the movie, added new scenes in, and then shot a new ending as to where they're going to be 10 years later?
Well, and I don't want to give everything away, but Stephen just did some of it. There's lots of new content in here. So if you saw it 10 years ago and you think you know the whole story, you might not. So
that's right.
Go see it anyway. Stephen, let me ask you about this. I've gotten in trouble on the air for saying that men and women are equal but different.
Yes.
This film attacked that line of thinking very directly. And I'm curious, in the 10 years since, because you've had Me Too and you've had a whole bunch of gender confusion with the confusion about trans students on school campuses and all the rest. Do you think there will be additional insights into people's response to this film that maybe weren't there a decade ago?
I think so. I think, you know, you've got all the police riots and things because this movie shows police officers not just on the job, but at home with their families. They're real people, you know, and you know what? They're wanting to serve and protect our communities. And that is a vital position. Thank God for first responders. You know, people can argue about, hey, we don't need police until somebody's trying to break into their house and kill them, you know, and people can say, you know, we don't need firefighters, you know, until their house is burning down. And so we honor first responders in this movie. We actually went down and interviewed and spent time with our local sheriff, with the deputies to find out what their lives are like. 90% of police officers go through divorce. They're seeing so much junk at work and they are going through their own smaller version of PTSD. And they're bringing that home and they need our encouragement and our support. Yes, they're imperfect. Are there racist police officers out there? There's racist every job, you know, that's out there. That's not the issue. And so, but this movie really isn't about cops. It's so much more about fatherhood. Yeah. And from a secular perspective, you just look at the stats. What is the common denominator of kids that drop out of school, teenage pregnancy, kids that are on drugs, kids that are suicidal, you know, serial killers, and people that are in prison? The one common denominator is not race. It's not socioeconomic background. It's not really education. It's fatherlessness. Mm-hmm. Fatherlessness is the key issue that when dads abandon their families, they're like the bus driver jumping off the bus going down the road. And the statistics show us that families oftentimes end up in a ditch. Now, thank God for any moms or any woman that reaches over, grabs the steering wheel, and is saving her family in that situation. But moms can't be the right wing and the left wing on the airplane. They can't be the right eye and the left eye. You know, moms are amazing at being moms, and thank God for them. But just like two wings on an airplane, men and women are different and they're complementary, and they should be celebrating those differences and supporting one another 100%. And I have six kids at home. Man, I thank God for all the gaps that my wife fills in my life. Right. And she thanks God for the gaps I fill in her life, you know? So Courageous celebrates that. This is not really a movie about gender as it is. Let's be honest about where we are at a society. And we've got a new generation of young men. I mean, I just left the theater a few minutes ago. There were 200 students from a local private school that just saw Courageous Legacy. And they were 2, 3, and 4 years of age when the movie came out originally. And as they were walking out, and they live in the town where we made the movie, they know the people that were in the movie. And when I asked them, is this the first time you've seen it? So many of them were like, I've never seen that movie before. Man, that rocked me. And I was cheering, I was laughing, I was crying. This is so good, you know? So we need to show a courageous, responsible, loving example that we're not just telling guys, hey, go be good dads for your kids' lives. Let's show them what it looks like. And that's what Courageous does.
We appreciate, Stephen, your faithfulness in trying to get positive messages through film into the subculture psyche, as is so hard to do. But you and Alex have been doing it faithfully for a long time. And we'll have you back the next time you've got a new one.
Yeah. Kevin, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Ladies and gentlemen, from the soundtrack of Courageous, here's Casting Crowns.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. On the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry, we will serve the Lord. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. Starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous. Lord, make us courageous. This is our resolution, our answer to the call. We will love our wives and children. Them fall. We will reignite the passion that we bury deep inside. May the watchers become warriors. Let the men of God arise. For we were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous, and it starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees.
From the soundtrack to the movie Courageous Legacy, that is Courageous by Casting Crowns, and the first music up tonight. Hour number two, Radio Night Live, on the way.